I was just talking about how I longed to be on the seawall today. So interesting. I'm going to start with some public participation before I launch into public dreams. Who here is familiar with public dreams? Who here has been to one of our events? Who here has participated at one of our events? That is, worn a costume, come to a lantern building workshop, brought a lantern of your own. Who here has walked in a procession at one of our events?
I'm not sure if it was one of yours, but it was a public dreams-like event.
Okay. Who here is familiar with an event called Illuminaries? Okay, fantastic. So the reason I'm getting at this is I want to sort of get into the difference between using public space for passive consumption, that is, spectatorship, and participation in public spaces, which is the root of, I think, what makes public dreams events different from other events that happen in public spaces, in that we're trying to engender a sense of ownership over one's neighborhood and the city at large by having people actively participate with each other, rubbing shoulders with each other. And we've recently seen on a really large scale, speaking of the anniversary of the Olympics, that this is incredibly longed for by Vancouverites, that people want to come out into the streets and celebrate together, and they need to be given a means with which to do that. Public dreams events have always been about, well, I'll go back. So in 1985, 25 plus years ago, the idea public dreams came about. The original founders wanted to create socially relevant messaging and have people engage with that messaging in such a way that would really have a profound impact on them. And they realized that that wasn't putting on a play in a public space, that was having the people actually do it themselves. So Illuminaries came about as an event in Trout Lake by artists who lived in Trout Lake, wanting to bring the people that they lived with out into the park to light the night for each other on one evening in July. So the first year they did the event in 1986, there were no more than a few hundred people. And they made lanterns, and they wore costumes, and they were led by processional musicians. And the next year, more people showed up, and the next year, more people showed up. And year after year, it built until 25,000 people came in 2005. And the park, when it started, Trout Lake was not the neighborhood it is now in 1985. It was a very polluted place with lots of crime that people really didn't feel that much ownership over. And what you experience now is this lovely, beautiful, lush park with a lake with children swimming in it, with this incredibly creatively engaged neighborhood surrounding it on all sides. And that's not to be attributed to public dreams at all. What it is to be attributed to is what happens when people come together over and over and over and over again and actively engage in doing things together, not just stand back and watch. And to show the difference, for example, we have the Celebration of Light, where hundreds of thousands of people come out to Vancouver's beaches, but the difference is that they sit on their blankets, their individual blankets, and they watch something. And then they leave with the people that they came with. And it doesn't create the same environment, the same participatory sense of ownership over a space such that it's transformed and the people who live there are transformed by it as well. And I love the fireworks and I think it does a lot for a lot of people, but it's not the same. So what is that thing that happens when people make a lantern or put on a costume, or get involved with what's happening and are part of the message of the community that they're trying to create, as opposed to standing back and watching something. And I think we've seen also since the Olympics the amount of public art that's been installed in this city. We've seen the emergence of the Biennale, these incredible sculptures put up around the city. We've seen the Cultural Olympiad bring a number of really interesting installations. And so the question, I guess, that I want to present is, what is the difference in looking at public art, which is made by an artist, which we then consume, if you will, in looking at it, and that which we as residents, as neighborhood and community members, actively do ourselves and are facilitated in doing, and how does that create a different positive outcome and engender that sense of ownership over a space? So I guess I'll leave with that question. Is there, as we move forward in viewing installations and the artworks that we want to create, getting people involved as audience members or as a new tier of art creators themselves?